Topic 1. Technique 4, Using Historical Evidence. Technique 4 involves using historical evidence to support the statements in your document. However, this technique serves a dual function. Specifically, when you search for historical evidence, you will also obtain the information to write the document, in most cases. Historical evidence can range from the personal history of an individual to the history of the human race. This can involve information obtained from one or more of the following: history books, scholarly papers, and books dealing with history and/or archaeology, displays in museums, old buildings and architectural ruins, old artifacts, such as tools, furniture, paintings, as seen in museums, old publications, such as old newspapers, magazines, advertising leaflets, catalogs, photographs, and films, archaeological discoveries, and related interpretations, as seen in museums, and from photographs and descriptions in books in archaeology, public records, the history of court cases, from law books, criminal history, from the state or federal records, personal history obtained from interviews, from the web, which may include a search for any of the above. Subtopic, crediting the source, and or explaining how you obtain the historical information. When your writing involves historical material, it is necessary to indicate the source, so that readers can check the validity of your statements. You can use paraphrases, and or quotes, along with any suitable citation styles, such as APA, or MLA. When the historical material is an old building, ancient ruins, museum displays, or an archaeological find, your description coupled with photographs should be used. However, you have to credit the source, using any appropriate citation style. If the photographs are not your own, you also have to credit the source. See how to cite a museum exhibit in MLA format, and how to cite an image or photograph MLA. If there is no source to credit, you must explain how you obtained the information. This can happen if you obtain the historical information from personal interviews or your own archaeological discoveries. Topic 2. Three categories of history. I am dividing history into three broad categories, which I am calling 1. Practical history, 2. Academic history, and 3. The history of objects, plants and animals. These terms are very briefly explained below, based on the way they are used in this e-book. Practical history is used to solve a problem, obtain a goal, to assess risk, such as a medical history, criminal history, and credit history. Academic history is the conventional history that is taught in school, and the history researched by scholars and historians. This includes the study of ancient history, American history, and world history. The history of objects, plants and animals, includes the history of celestial and geological objects, living entities, and anything that does not fit into the two categories presented above. The three categories of history are explained in detail in the following three subtopics. If you want additional or supporting information from web-based sources, see the following. In defense of academic history writing, Gordon Wood. Academic history. The value of practicing practical history. A practical history of financial markets. Subtopic, what is practical history? Based on the way I am using the terminology, practical history is historical information that is used to solve a problem, obtain a goal, and or to evaluate risks. Practical history usually involves the gathering of historical information of a living individual, or currently functioning group, business, organization, or other entity. In some cases, practical history can also involve an evaluation of the history of deceased individuals, or entities that no longer exist. The time interval involved with practical history ranges from the birth or inception of an individual, group, business, or organization, or other entity to the end of its life. However, In some cases, the time interval might be shorter than the above. This can happen when the older history is believed to be irrelevant to a specific problem, goal, or risk assessment. All of the following are examples of problems, goals, or risk assessments that can be obtained with historical information. Risk assessments, to reduce risks, or to evaluate the probabilities of losses or gains. This can involve avoiding financial losses or accidents by examining relevant events that previously occurred. An example is credit history, which a bank can use to estimate the risk of lending money to an individual. Investments and divestments. This can involve using historical evidence to decide whether to buy or sell stock, commodities, and real estate. Using history to assist with problem solving. A good example is a physician taking a medical history to solve a medical problem. An effort to maximize financial gain and or to minimize financial losses, for example, evaluating the sales history of a product to estimate future financial gains or losses associated with manufacturing and selling the product. Product design and improvement based on the history of the sales, profitability, functionality, and maintenance problems. With a current version of a product, for example, automobiles may be improved by evaluating their performance and maintenance history, which can be obtained from consumers and mechanics. Evaluating the history of deceased individuals, for example, to estimate life expectancy, for a specific set of life circumstances and or environmental conditions. Evaluating the history of an entity that no longer exists. A good example is evaluating the malfunctioning and maintenance history of a jet plane that was destroyed in an accident, with the goal of determining the cause of the accident. Subtopic: the application of practical history to problems and goals. When faced with a problem or goal, it may be useful to evaluate the history. For a problem, this will involve an assessment of the events that may have led to the problem, and or the factors that may have caused the problem. With this information, you may be able to alleviate or solve the problem, and prevent the problem from reoccurring. For a goal, the history might include previous failures or successes with a similar or identical goal. This might lead to better plans and strategies to obtain the goal. The gathering of historical information from people who have dealt with similar problems and goals might help you obtain your objective. This information can be obtained by talking to people about the specific problem or goal. This should be done with the objective of learning about the successful and unsuccessful strategies that the people used. With this information, you can avoid the unsuccessful strategies and use the strategies that were successful. For additional and supporting information for the above subtopic, see the following web-based articles. Reducing risk with accurate historical research. Harman Risk Reduction: History, Theories, Issues, and Implications. Model Risk of Risk Models, John Danielson, and others. History, quote, as an increasing number of people are being affected by natural hazards, there is growing recognition by governments and organizations that building resilient communities and reducing disaster risk is a core initiative, close quote. Subtopic, what is academic history? Based on the way I am using the terminology, academic history is the study of recorded human history, which consists of systems that involve people. This also includes the events and individuals that directly or indirectly influence the behavior and or structure of the systems. The term systems includes nations, cities, societies, cultures, subcultures, governments, religions, trade unions, political parties, economic and political systems, as well as any entity or organization of historical interest. The systems that are studied in academic history are usually much larger than the systems involved with practical history. Academic history is based on a time interval that starts when record keeping begins, to recently past events. This varies with the culture and locality, because some cultures started to use writing and record keeping earlier than others did. Thus, based on my definition, history started at different points in time for each locality and culture. Unlike my definition presented above, most sources define the start of history when record-keeping began, without regard to locality or culture. This is approximately 3500 BC plus or minus 500 years. See the following. What is the beginning of human history? Recorded history. What is the beginning of human history? History by period. Prehistory review. Timeline of ancient history. Subtopic, the history of objects, plants and animals. Based on the way I'm using the terminology, the history of objects, plants and animals, is the history of anything that does not fit into the categories of practical history or academic history. This includes the history of all of the following. The solar system, stars, galaxies, and other celestial objects, from the time of their inception. Planet Earth, and its geology and geography, from the time of its inception. Plants, and animals, from the time of their evolvement. Prehistoric plants and animals from the time of their evolvement. The history of early human beings and related culture, before there were written records. The process and dynamics of the evolution of living entities. The process and dynamics of the evolvement of Earth and the celestial objects. It is important to understand that unlike conventional history, the history of objects, plants, and animals, as defined above, is generally not based on written records. As a result, sources that provide historical information on objects, plants, and animals are often based on scientific evaluations, radioactive dating of fossils, rocks, and artifacts, experimental techniques as well as scientific speculations. It could be argued that the above is not history, because it is not based on written records. However, many sources use the word history when referring to celestial objects, plants, and animals, such as the following examples. The numbers of sources shown below are based on Google searches. Quote, the history of the universe, close quote, 5,470,000 sources. Quote, the history of the moon, close quote, 4,810,000 sources. Quote, history of the solar system, close quote, 3,300,000 sources. Quote, the history of the planets, close quote, 3,240,000 sources. Quote, the history of living things, close quote, 314,000 sources. Quote, the history of the human race, close quote, 2,260,000 sources. Quote, the history of planet Earth, close quote, 223,000 sources. Quote, the history of dinosaurs, close quote, 219,000 sources.